that stretch and not scoring. We've got to get rid of those stretches.
Yeah, Coach, it's got to be a little bit frustrating, I would think, especially for the girls. Consistency. If you get four consistent quarters, you're going to be pretty good out there. That's been the problem, hasn't it, getting four quarters put together in a game, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we haven't had the problem in other phases of the game. You know, over last year, we're breaking presses much better. You know, those aren't giving us a lot of trouble. We're defending people pretty consistently. Northwest put four girls out there who were 5'11 or bigger most of the time, and to hold them to 50 points was a pretty solid night. So we were consistent defensively and offensively. In the first quarter, we looked great. We got a lot of transition buckets, a lot of things going. And then we just kind of the wheels spun during the second quarter, got it going again in the second half. But all that does is keep you close. It doesn't get a win.
The ball club tonight will be here at Adams Central for a city matchup, Coach. We're not going to overemphasize this one tonight as far as Hastings High and Adams Central being a big city matchup. It is. But it's your next game, isn't it, Coach? You want to go out and play well tonight and continue to improve on things, don't you? Is that the most important thing for your girls tonight, despite who you're playing tonight, just to go out and try to get better and put those four quarters together?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of extra momentum with this game than others, but it's just a fact that we're in a stretch of January games where we thought we had a lot of them, we could be competitive and get some wins, and we've gotten zero so far. So to us, getting a win tonight is huge, because we see this as being another game that's going to be competitive. I'm sure in the other locker room it's very similar. You know, they're fighting hard to get to 500. They've got to be looking at this game and saying, you know, we need to get a W here. So I think for that reason, it's a big, big game for both teams.
For your ball club tonight, Coach, what are the keys to come out here besides you though playing well? What are the keys to pick up a victory?
Well, we need to put some points on the board. We know if we can get into transition, we can score. So I think the next question is, in the half court, when we're forced to play half court, can we run the offense and get it through people's hands and have those people all be aggressive? Because we really feel like if we're aggressive and we take good shots, then not only will we make a bunch, but we'll have a better than even chance at getting some offensive boards and some putbacks. So we've got to find some half-court offense to make this work.
There's probably some friends playing against each other tonight out on that floor, Coach. So from that aspect, the competitive nature, you hope that's good tonight. You hope it's a lot of fun for the girls, don't you? Because this is, you know, it is a city matchup, but let's hope we have some fun tonight, right?
Yeah, I think so. They know them pretty well. I know a lot of these girls. Zoe played with lots of them on a Little League team a long time ago. Yeah, I think the girls know each other pretty well. I've never sensed anything unhealthy about it. I think it's always a little tough on our end, being the big school in this. It's not always a natural fit for us, and there's not always a lot of upside. But I think they have a lot of fun with it, and it's nice to get a ball game in where you don't have to travel very much. I think that's positive for both teams. The crowds are always good, so I think that's a good thing. I think there's a lot of good things about this game.
Well, Coach, good luck. Good luck. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Blaine.
That's Greg Mays, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Girls. Stay tuned. After our break, we'll have the Adams Central side of things after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Welcome back to our pregame show before the Hastings High and Adams Central girls get together on the basketball floor. Tim Marker now with us, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. The Patriots now 6-8 on the season after the loss to Grand Island Central Catholic on last Saturday, Coach. A ball game where Central Catholic jumped out on you 20-7 after the first quarter of play, and they kind of got the early lead, and it's tough to come back against a ball club that has that kind of talent, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we had some of the same difficulties as we had with Grand Island Northwest, which was keeping them off the boards. And, you know, they go down and they get points every time down the floor in that first quarter, and especially early on. And, you know, and that just adds to their confidence and their momentum, and that makes them really tough. And they are a really good team, and they're tall, very athletic, and, you know, they're just a good group of players that play really hard, and they play really well together. They complement one another well, and you know they're not afraid to take shots when the shot's there, and you know they're just a difficult team to try and play when you play with that much height advantage. They did a good job taking advantage of that.
Coach, how did the girls react from that one? That was on Saturday night, and you had the practice yesterday getting ready for tonight's game. How did the girls react off that slide off pretty easily?
Yeah, I think we're all right. It's, you know, they're disappointed in the second half and the fact that, you know, it's a 10-point game at halftime, and then they go on a 14-0 run to start the third quarter, and all of a sudden it's 24, and, you know, you kind of feel like you're out of it a little bit. And they were in control of the game for the most part, and, you know, they were just doing the things that they needed to do, and you know they stretched their defense out a little bit and caused some turnovers. And you know you go down the floor and you don't get points that for that many trips down, and you kind of lose some confidence yourself. And you know Brianna was kind of a bright point in the second half as far as being able to penetrate against them and get some points for us. But other than that, it was a pretty disappointing second half for us.
Brianna Shook had 8 to lead the way for the Patriots the other night. And tonight it's Hastings High coming over, a city matchup. As we talked with Coach Mays, you know, this is not an end-all, win-all, lose-all here tonight. It's a city matchup, but it's another opportunity for your girls to get better because it's your next game, isn't it, Coach? And I guess has that been the emphasis? Let's go out and play well tonight and continue to progress this season.
Yeah, it is, and that's you know what you have to do right now. We're trying to get ready for the conference tournament coming up, and you know then you're trying to get ready for your sub-district games and just trying to keep moving on. And you know this is another great opportunity for us to play a team that plays good defense and gets the ball up and down the floor, and another chance for us to try and improve on the issues that we've had with turnovers and passing up good shots. We continue to struggle with passing up shots we should be taking and making extra passes, and then times out those lead to turnovers and chances for us not to score. So it's a great opportunity for us to try and continue to improve with, you know, we're playing against a team that we know pretty well. The kids all know one another, and you know, it'll be a good battle, and it usually is, whether one team has a little more advantage over the other one or not. It really doesn't seem like it makes much difference when we actually play this game.
Coach, the keys for your ball club tonight, and neither team has shot the ball very well this season in games. Is that going to be the biggest key? If you can put the ball in the hole, when you guys can score the basketball, you're in pretty good shape on games, aren't you? So will that be the biggest key tonight?
Yeah, I think it will be. And you know, the same thing with Hastings High. When they've played some of the other teams that they've had close games with, there are nights in which they shot the ball well, and you know, they had good production from inside, and that's kind of been the situation for both of us. The nights that we've played well, we've shot the ball well from the outside, and we've had good production inside. Against Northwest and Central Catholic, you know, we have very little production inside, and so that makes it more difficult for the perimeter players to try and get shots, and you know, the defense can adjust to that. So shooting's going to be a big key for us.
And from a momentum standpoint, a chance to get back in the win column tonight with Lexington coming to town Thursday, then the conference tournament. So you want to get some momentum back and get on the right side of things, don't you, a little bit?
Yeah, that, you know, and it sure never hurts to you know, get a win and start building some momentum and feel better about the way you're playing and more confident in your shot and ability to play. And so that's going to be big for either one of us, is, you know, to try and get this win. You know, it does mean a little bit more to the kids just because they're players that they know. And, you know, it's one of those games where there'll be a lot of emotion involved in the game as well.
Coach, good luck. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Blaine.
That's Tim Marker, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Stay tuned to City Girls basketball matchup, Hastings High at Adams Central. That's coming right up.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Where there's a whip, there's a way. Call 463-4664. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on ESPN 1550, KICS.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
High school basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Patriots Gym on the campus of Adams Central High School. High school basketball for you tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. A City Girls matchup tonight, the Hastings High Girls, here to take on the Adams Central Lady Patriots. A city matchup, as mentioned, not a conference game. This is not a sub-district game. It is a city matchup. These two teams getting together once a year here in the past few years, and tonight's the night here with Adams Central, the host team tonight. Of course, Hastings High, the Class B school. Adams Central is a Class C1 team in girls competition this year, so they will not see each other down the road in any sub-district tournament. So this is the meeting for the year between Hastings High and Adams Central's girls on the basketball floor. The guys will get together later on this season. As far as Hastings High and Adams Central are concerned, that'll be along about the third week in February. But it's the Hastings High girls, the Adams Central girls tonight here at Patriot Gym. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Hastings High girls and the Adams Central Lady Patriots. The Hastings High girls coming into this game with 2 wins and 12 losses on the season. The Adams Central Lady Patriots at 6-8. For Hastings High, their last outing was last Friday night at Grand Island Northwest, and the Tigers were beaten 50-37 by the Lady Vikings. Hastings High got off to a good start in that game, jumped out to a 12-8 first quarter lead, but the second quarter was not good for the Tigers. They scored only 2 points. Northwest scored 14. Northwest had an 8-point lead at halftime. The second half fairly close, but Northwest wins it by 13, 50-37. Hastings High going to 2-12 on the basketball season with that loss last Friday night. Hastings High girls started the season losing their first 5, then they beat York December 18th, then dropped a couple in the conference tournament between Christmas and New Year's before defeating Kearney 34-31 in the 7th place game. And since that game, the Tigers have dropped 5 in a row. They have not won a game in the 2011 portion of this season. They've dropped all 5 they've played here in January, including that loss at Northwest last Friday, 50-37. So Hastings High comes in with 2 wins and 12 losses, looking to break this 5-game losing streak. They have been led in scoring by Zoe Mays, a Mays averaging 9.4 points per game. She's battled an ankle injury over the last couple of weeks. Not completely healthy, but just about there. The 5'8 junior Mays averages 9.4 points per game and 6.2 rebounds. Zoe's high this year was 15 against McCook earlier in the season. The leading rebounder for the Tigers has been Lauren Bliss. Now, Lauren pulling down 9.4 rebounds per game. Her season-high scoring was 11 against McCook also earlier this year. Haley Wright, 4.5 points a game. Shawnice Lyle, 5 points a game. And Ashton Pulowski, 5.5 points per game, will be the 5 that will start. And we'll run down that starting lineup again in just a few minutes for you as the Tigers face the Patriots tonight. The Adams Central Lady Patriots come in, as mentioned, with 6 wins and 8 losses on the season. They are coming off a loss on this floor 3 nights ago, Saturday night, to Grand Island Central Catholic, 53-23. In that game, Grand Island Central Catholic jumps out to a quick lead, made it 20-7 at the end of one quarter. It was just a 10-point game, though, at halftime, 26-16. But Central Catholic scored the first 14 points of the third quarter, went up by the score of 40-16, and Central Catholic went on to win it 53-23, and the Patriots of Adams Central fell to 6-8 on the season. Before that game, Adams Central had won 2 games on the road at Donovan Trumbull, at Wood River. Adams Central dropped their first 4 of the season before defeating Ord on the road and then Gibbon at home before Christmas. They split 2 games at the Minden Holiday Tournament, losing to Bennington, beating Axtell And in the January part of the schedule, the Lady Patriots have defeated Loup City, lost at St. Paul, lost at Grand Island Northwest, won on the road, or lost here to Northwest, won on the road at Donovan Trumbull and Wood River, then lost last Saturday right here against Grand Island Central Catholic, 53-23, the Lady Patriots at 6-8 on the basketball season. Adams Central scoring at 38 points a game, giving up 48 on the season. The Patriots out-rebounding their opponents by about one per contest. They are led in scoring by Janessa Boland, the senior, 10.7 points per game, the only Patriot in double figures on the season. Cheyenne Gott, 6.2 points per game. Emily Boniface, 3.2. Leslie Pfeiffer, 3.1 points per game. And Bailey Parr, 2.4 points per game. The rebounding leader has been Leslie Pfeiffer at 4.4. Bailey Parr, 3.5 rebounds per contest for Adams Central. Shooting overall, only 28% from the floor. That's just about 30% from two-point range, 24% from three-point range, 28% overall are the Lady Patriots. And either one of these teams is scoring at a very good clip. Hastings High averaging not even 40 points a game also, I do believe, and Adams Central at 38 points per contest. So the team really that can put it in the holes, we talked with both coaches, have the best chance maybe to win this basketball game here tonight, plays the best defense, and, of course, does their rebounding. So it's the 2-12 Lady Tigers of Hastings High against the Lady Patriots of Adams Central at 6-8 on the season. We'll take a timeout before the opening tip in the first period of play. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have that opening tip. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Adams Central's gym before Adams Central and Hastings High tonight in girls basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. For the Hastings High girls, they will start Zoe May. She's a 5'8" junior, 9.4 points, 6.2 rebounds. Shawnice Lyle, a 5'8" senior, averages 5 points, 4.6 rebounds. Lauren Bliss for the Tigers, 5'9" junior, 2.6 points, 9.4 rebounds on the season. Haley Wright will start, the guard, a 5'6" senior, 4.5 points, 2.6 rebounds. And Ashton Pulowski, the 5'8" junior, Pulowski, the 5'2" senior, 5.5 points and 4 assists per contest for Ashton Pulowski. For Adams Central, they will start Janessa Boland, a 5'5" senior, Bailey Parr, a 5'6" senior, Leslie Pfeiffer, a 5'8" senior, Emily Boniface, a 5'4" sophomore, and Cheyenne Gotch, a 5'5" junior for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Boland leads the team in scoring at 10.7 per contest. Leslie Pfeiffer, 4.4 rebounds per contest. So it's Adams Central and Hastings High girls basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. We're going to listen to our national anthem here before this contest here at Patriot Gym. Adams Central and Hastings High girls coming up, but right now the playing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
from the singing of our national anthem before Hastings High and Adams Central Girls High School basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Tigers in their traveling black uniforms, orange numerals, white trim. Hastings High, the road team, of course, here tonight. Adams Central will be in their home white with the red numerals and the red and blue trim. Again, it's Zoe Mays, Ashton Pulowski, Lauren Bliss, Shanice Lyle, Haley Wright for Hastings High, Janessa Bolden, Leslie Pfeiffer, Bailey Parr, Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface for Adams Central. City matchup, the Tigers and the Patriots. Adams Central goes from left to right. Tigers from right to left. The city matchup just underway. Basketball in the air, the tip controlled by the Tigers, and they will control. Ashton Pulowski will control that basketball for the Tigers. Man-to-man defense for Adams Central. Here we go. Haley Wright with it. To Lauren Bliss, top of the key. Bailey Parr guarding her. Zoe Mays with the basketball. Passes on the baseline to right. Inside to Bliss. Shot up and good from about 5 feet. Lauren Bliss with the first field goal, and Hastings High off two. The 2-0 lead. There's a shot for three in the air. No good by the Patriots. Janessa Bolin, the rebound to Hastings High. Pulowski runs from right to left. She drives. Throws up a left-handed shot. No good. A bounce puck grabbed by Leslie Pfeiffer. For Adams Central. Now the pass to Bolin. 2-on-2. Bounce pass to Boniface. Back out to Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. She will control it now between the rings for the Patriots. 2-0 Hastings High. We're just underway. Girls high school basketball here tonight for you. Hastings High and Adams Central, this city matchup at Patriots Gym. Bailey Parr with it now to Boniface. To Bolin. It's man-to-man defense for the Tigers also. Pfeiffer with it behind the arc on the right wing for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Gotch. Left wing to Bolin. Two-point shot in the air. Be off the backboard and rim. No good. Pulowski, the smallest player on the floor, had the basketball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, off a Patriot. It'll be Tiger basketball, and the Tigers lead it 2-0. City basketball final tonight. The St. Cecilia girls blasted Archbishop Bergen by the score of 88-32 in the first game of the Centennial Conference Tournament for St. Cecilia. So they're on to the semifinals on Thursday. St. Cecilia, big win in girls basketball tonight. Tiger basketball here. All three city girls teams in action this evening. The basketball is Mays, goes to the left baseline, 12-footer in the air, off the front iron, no good. Tipped and grabbed by Leslie Pfeiffer for Adams Central to Janessa Bolin. In the front court, Bolin, left wing to Boniface. Eyed the three but didn't take it. Pass now back to Bolin, and the Tigers will be on defense here. The Patriots control the ball. In the lane is Boniface, lost control of the basketball, picked up by Pulowski, first turnover of the game on the Patriots. Ashton Pulowski comes down with the ball, front court to Bliss. She's inside the lane, goes across the lane, puts up a runner from seven. No good. Rebounded by Gotch, and she's run into by Zoe Mays, and that's going to be a foul on Mays. First foul of our basketball game. We played just about 2 minutes, 2-0 Hastings High, and the Tigers will play it in. Leslie Pfeiffer, they'll come the length of the floor. Janessa Bolin with it. Bolin into the scoring zone to our right here at Patriot Gym. Good crowd on hand for this city matchup. A lot of Adams Central students here, and it must be toga night, because a number of them have their togas on tonight in this cheering section. There's a pass underneath to Pfeiffer off her hand and out of bounds. Patriots turn it over for the second time, and the Tigers will come the length of the floor with the 2-0 lead. Mays inbounds to Ashton Pulowski, the 5'2" senior. Ashton had a 15-point game earlier in the season, just a couple of games ago. That's her season high. Inside now to Britton Thomas, who's in the game. Racing side, there's Pulowski, a 12-footer in the air, going to be no good. Run down in the corner by Janessa Bolin. Britton Thomas, a 6'3 junior on the floor for the Tigers. Bolin for three, top of the key, in and out, grabbed by Zoe Mays. Mays at 5'8 now, Thomas at 6'3. We'll have the little height advantage for the Tigers in the basketball game. Haley Wright, 12-footer in the air, in the hole, bottom of the net. Haley Wright with her first field goal. And it's 4-0 Tigers as they continue to throw the shutout on defense. We've played just about 3 minutes. 4-0 Tigers. Front court Bolin to Cheyenne Gotch. On the right wing, Cheyenne with the basketball to Bailey Parr behind the free throw line. Still with a pass right side to Boniface. 18-footer in and out. No good. Mays with another rebound for Hastings High. Zoe clears the basketball to Pulowski. Ashton will dribble it with the left hand across the timeline to our left here. Knocked away by Bolin, but run down by Pulowski. On the wing to Zoe Mays, top of the key to Lauren Bliss. Right side to right, deflected and off the fingertips of Haley Wright and out of bounds. First turnover on the Tigers. Into the basketball game will be the senior, 5'1" Josie Martin for the Tigers. For Hastings High, first substitution, Brianna Shuck, a 5'5" sophomore, as Cheyenne Gotch goes to the right corner here, going out of the game. for the Patriots. As they have the basketball, Pfeiffer in the lane. Lost control, goes to the floor. She's tied up on the play. On the jump ball, alternate possession stays with Adams Central. Parr, Pfeiffer, Bolin, Shuck, and Gotch on the floor. Shuck came in for Emily Boniface. Patriots are throwing in. Jump ball call stays with Adams Central on the alternate possession. Underneath pass to Parr is picked off in the out-of-bounds play by Haiti Wright. Turnover Adams Central to Pulaski. Ashton drives to the baseline to our left. Throws it into the lane. It goes back out to Josie Wright. On the wing to Wright. Inside to Britton Thomas. Throws up a 12-footer. Bounce out of there. No good. Rebound by Wright. Healy with the offensive rebound now to Lauren Bliss. Inside to Thomas. Turns from 5 feet. No one guarding her. And Britton didn't realize there was no defender there. Turned and took the 5-foot shot. Missed it, but she was fouled in the play by Leslie Pfeiffer. Adam Sendler's going to give Jessica Lindblad, the 6-foot senior, into the game to try to combat the 6'3" Britton Thomas. The foul on Pfeiffer. Two-shot situation for Britton Thomas. For Hastings High, free throw up. They'll be off there, no good. Britton shooting two here. Jessica Lindblad in. Kaylee Rader in for the first time, the 5'6 sophomore, and Cindy Niemeyer, the 5'8 junior. So it's Rader, Lindblad, Niemeyer, Shuck, four off the bench, plus the starting point guard, Janessa Bolin, for Patriots. Second free throw by Thomas, no good. Long rebound grab by Shuck for the Patriots. So two missed free throws there. Adams Central still to score here. Tigers lead it 4-0 with 3:50 to go in period number one. Brianna Shuck guarded by Pulaski. Bounce pass free throw line to Lindblad. Right side pass to Bolin. Drives into the lane. Left hand shot blocked by Thomas, and Britton grabs the basketball. The block there by Britton Thomas, and she grabs that basketball. Bliss with the ball now to Haley Wright. Tigers in the offensive zone to Britton Thomas behind the three-point arc. 6'3" junior Thomas on the wing to Josie Martin. Baseline to Haley Wright. Back out to Josie Martin for three from the wing. Off there, no good. Grabbed by Thomas in the lane. Britton back out to Pulaski for three with the left hand, and it's good. Ashton Pulaski for three. 7-0 Tigers. Pulaski gets her first field goal, and the Tigers have jumped out to a 7-0 lead about 5 minutes into the ballgame. 3:05 to go. Jessica Lindblad with it for the Patriots. Drives the left baseline. Reverses back out to Shuck. Brianna with it. Reverses her goal. Tries to save it. Lost control. Turns it over to Pulaski, and a hold on the Patriots in the backcourt as Ashton Pulaski with the basketball is fouled on the play by the Patriots. Brianna Shuck and Tim Marker of Adams Central wants a timeout. Doesn't like what he sees here. We'll take a timeout with 2:53 to go in the first quarter. It's Hastings High 7, Adams Central nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Hastings High girls have jumped out to a 7-0 lead here, 2:53 to go in period number one. Patriots haven't hit the scoreboard yet, and it's Hastings High basketball at midcourt after that foul and timeout. And Ashton Pulaski controls with the left hand, drives all the way to the baseline, throws up a shot. She hits the deck, shot no good, but Ashton's fouled in the play. Ashton being very aggressive with the basketball, headed for the hoop there, and she's fouled by Janessa Bolin. And to the free throw line will be Pulaski to shoot two. Ashton has hit a three-point field goal. She has 3 points. Free throw up and good. Nothing but net. Four for Pulaski. Eight for the Tigers. They lead it 8-0. Second free throw by Ashton. It's in the air, and it is going to be good again. Barely rippled the net. 2-4 Pulaski there. 9-0 Tigers. 2:45 clock running in this first quarter. Bolin in the front court to Kaylee Rader. Rader top of the key to Shuck. Will take the three. Her shot in the air. It's going to be off there. No good. Lindblad battles for the ball on the offensive board. And there's going to be a foul called on Jessica Lindblad. A little bit too aggressive. Lindblad called for the rebounding foul. So the Adams Central player picks up her first non-shooting situation. 14 foul on Adams Central. One on the Tigers. And the Tigers have the basketball in the offensive zone with a 9-0 lead. Ashton Pulaski with it to Josie Martin. Patriots in a man-to-man defense. Top of the key now to Zoe Mays. Zoe with it. Right side pass to Haley Wright. Baseline pass down to Martin. Josie with it. Drive, still has the ball, dishes top of the key to Lauren Bliss. Lauren bounce pass to Wright. Haley with it, guarded by Shuck. Top of the key to Mays. Left wing to Pulaski. Ashton with it to Bliss. Bounce pass to Josie Martin on the right side. 1:55 to go in period number one. Pulaski with it now to Wright. Patient offense. Wright drives and a blocking foul called on the Patriots. Sidney Niemeyer. 15 foul on Adams Central. Tigers will throw it in underneath their own basket. 1:49 to go. Leslie Pfeiffer will come back in for Adams Central. Sidney Niemeyer goes out. Sidney might have got a little shaken up committing that foul. She passed into Pulaski. Shot up no good off the inbounds play. On the baseline, it's off a Patriot and out of bounds. Ashton couldn't get the ball to fall. And the Patriots couldn't control the rebound, so it'll be Tiger basketball. They'll throw it into the right of their basket. Haley Wright's going to toss it in, does, to Ashton Pulaski. Ashton with it on the left wing. 9-0, Tigers with the lead. Pulaski to Haley Wright. Inside to Zoe Mays. Turns to her left, puts up a shot on the run and scores. Zoe Mays inside scores. 11-0, Hastings High. Building that lead up in this first quarter play, the Patriots need a bucket to get back in the game. Kelly Raiders tied up by Josie Martin. And it'll be Hastings High basketball. Turnover Patriots, that's their fifth as Bailey Parr checks back in. So Wright with the aggressive defense ties up the Patriots, and it'll be Tiger basketball. Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface, and also in for Adams Central, Sydney Bernosik, 5'7 sophomore in for the first time. First rest for Janessa Boland. 1:18 to go, 11-0 in favor of Hastings High. They are doing the job offensively and defensively. Bounce pass to the baseline. It's tipped away and stolen by Gotch. Nice play by Gotch as the Tigers tried the back door. Didn't work. Gotch with the steal. Boniface knocked away from Emily. They go to the floor. The Patriots control. Pfeiffer to Gotch. Cheyenne Gotch now. Bernosik for three from the wing. In the hole at the 55-second mark. Sidney Bernosik with the first field goal of the basketball game. For Adams Central from the wing, Josie Martin for three. 14-3 Tigers. Martin for three makes her first field goal. It's 14-3 Tigers with 35 seconds to go. They trade three-point field goals. Adams Central basketball. Baseline Gotch shot up is no good before the shot. She's fouled on the baseline. Cheyenne Gotch fouled by the Tigers. Josie Martin first on Josie. Only the team's second, and the Patriots will play it in. 31 seconds to play. Britton Thomas in. Zoe Mays out for Hastings High. Leading here 14-3 in the first quarter. Bernosik to throw it in, does to Pfeiffer for the Patriots. Tips the ball to Emily Boniface. Boniface is fouled again by Josie Martin. So two quick ones on Josie. Third team, second on Martin. Patriots will throw it in once again with 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bernosik will come to the near sideline and throw it in. Play it in for Adams Central. Does to Emily Boniface. Tipped away from her. Grabbed by Haley Wright. Turnover Patriots. Pulaski goes to the floor, and she's bumped on the play as Ashton hit the floor there, and she's run into by Emily Boniface. First on Boniface. 16 foul, so the Tigers will throw it in on the near sideline. Zoe Mays will check back in as the Tigers may want to go for the last shot here with 19 seconds to go. Bliss out, Mays in. Mays, of course, the bigger offensive threat. Hastings High with a 14-3 lead in the basketball. Pulaski gets the ball. Tigers with the lead. Driving is Pulaski. Bounce pass to Thomas is wide of her. Ashton had a good idea inside. Britton Thomas not going to the basketball. There, and the Tigers turn it over with 14 seconds to go. Six turnovers on Adams Central, three on Hastings High. Patriots with 10 seconds to go. Boniface across the timeline. 14-3. Last shot of the quarter coming up for Adams Central. To Bernosik with five. She's at the top of the key. Gives up her dribble. To Pfeiffer, she traveled as she took off for the hoop. Patriots turn it over for the seventh time, and with 1.6 seconds to go, it will be the Tigers throwing it in on the near sideline. In the backcourt, it goes to Mays to the timeline, throws it up, and they're going to be well short and no good. That's the end of the first quarter, but a very good first quarter for the Hastings High Tigers. After one, Hastings High 14, Adams Central 3. Will have the second quarter for you in 1 minute.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. We played one quarter. The Hastings High girls jumping out to an 11-0 lead. Lead 14-3 as period number two begins. Janessa Boland back in there with Bailey Parr, Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface, and Cheyenne Goss for the Patriots. Britton Thomas, Josie Martin, Haley Wright. As the Patriots drive, Boland, her shot up no good, but she's fouled by Britton Thomas. Britton, a 6'3" frame there. She fouls Janessa Boland. Boland getting aggressive there. Took it to the hoop. Picks up the foul. Then Britton Thomas and Janessa Boland to the line to shoot two. Ashley Pulaski, Josie Martin, Haley Wright, Zoe Mays, and Britton Thomas on the floor for Hastings High. 11-0 lead for the Tigers to start this one. Patriots' first field goal was at the 55-second mark on a three-pointer by Sydney Bernasek, the only points of the quarter for Adams Central. Boland misses the first free throw. She was fouled in the act. Second one in the air. Janessa's free throw in and out. No good. Parr grabs it on the baseline. Back out to Boland. It's offensive rebound. Parr. Boniface for three. Banks it in. Emily Boniface banks in the three. And it's 14-6. Hastings High. Pulaski dribbles it quickly into the front court for the Tigers. Loops the pass. Baseline. Shot put up by Haley Wright. No good. Niemeyer grabs the basketball. Joey Mays tries to take it away. And a jump ball called. And Mays tried to take that ball away from Niemeyer, and a jump ball is called. It will be with Adams Central. Patriots will play the basketball in. No, excuse me, the Tigers will, underneath their own basket. Haley Wright inbounds to Josie Martin inside to Thomas. Turns in the lane. Eight-footer in and out of there. No good. Off the back iron, excuse me. Rebound Boniface now to Boland. Janessa front court. 14-6 Tigers over the Patriots. 7:14 to go, second quarter. Boland drives past the Boniface. It's too strong and out of bounds. Patriots turn it over unofficially for the eighth time. Three on Hastings High. And the Tigers will come the length of the floor after that Adams Central miscue. St. Cecilia boys leading Lincoln Christian 27-21 in round two of the Centennial Conference Tournament in Lincoln. St. Cecilia girls also winning tonight. Hastings High boys also playing tonight at home. Shot up by Martin is going to be off there. No good. Bounces off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll be Adams Central controlling. Missed shot there by Martin. Bounced high off the top of the backboard. That's out of bounds. And the Patriots control. Boland, front court for Adams Central. 8-point lead for Hastings High. They've led it all the way. Jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Boniface on the wing to Sydney Niemeyer. Sydney cross-court pass to Cheyenne Gotch. Works it in the lane and a whistle, a blocking foul on the Tigers as Cheyenne Gotch is headed for the hoop. Well, that's three on Josie Martin. Josie has a 3-point field goal and three fouls in this game. So Josie's going to have to hit the bench. She does go to the bench. And Britton Thomas also goes to the bench. And Melody Nagy, a 5'3 sophomore, checks in. And Lauren Bliss, who started this game for the Tigers. The first appearance for Melody Nagy, a 5'3 sophomore. Patriots control. Bailey Parr to Gotch. Gotch to Boniface for three from the wing. In the hole, nothing but net. Two straight threes for Boniface. 14-9 for the Tigers. Lead is now cut to five, and Boniface fouls in the front court. Emily all over the floor here, picks up her second foul. She's made 2 3-pointers in this quarter. Cut the lead from 14-3 to 14-9. And a foul there was the seventh on the Patriots. Brianna Shuck in for Emily Boniface. Boniface with her two fouls now at the checkout and to the free throw line. It's going to be Melody Nagy for the 1-1 for Hastings High. 14-9 in favor of the Tigers. Free throw up and good. Earning the bonus is Melody Nagy. 15-9. Tigers by 6. They led by as many as 11. 11-3 and 11-0 and 14-3. Second free throw by Nagy is up, and it is going to be good. Makes them both. Two for Melody. 16-9. Hastings High with the lead. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Front court, Janessa Boland for Adams Central here at Patriots Gym. Bailey Parr inside. Back out to Schutz. Brianna with it on the wing to Gotch. Patriots trying to free themselves for some threes. Gotch, a runner from 12 feet, is going to be no good. Gets her own offensive rebound. Puts it up. No good again. A battle for it. Lauren Bliss tries to grab it for the Tigers. And the jump ball called, and we'll stay with Adams Central this time. Janessa Boland to throw the ball in for the Patriots. Underneath her own basket, Patriots control with 6:04 to go in the second quarter. 16-9, Hastings High Tigers leading the Adams Central Patriots. And down to DeGoss, off her hand and grabbed by Zoe May. So the Patriots turn it over there. Front court, Pulaski to sister Caitlin Pulaski, who's checked in, a 5'2" freshman. Heading for the hoop, Zoe May. Before she can get there, she is fouled in the play. Fouled by Cheyenne Gott. So Zoe Mays to the free throw line for the 1-1. Mays has one field goal, 2 points. Coach's daughter here, Zoe, the leading scorer at 9.5 per contest for Hastings High. 5:55 to go in period number two. 18 foul on the Patriots. Free throw in and out, no good by Mays. And the rebound to Bailey Parr of Adams Central to Janessa Boland. 7 point, Hastings High lead. 5:45 to go. Boland drives, goes out of bounds. It's off a Tiger. And Adams Central will throw the basketball in. Boland looks and lobs it into Sydney Niemeyer. Sydney with a couple of dribbles gives it back to Janessa Boland, and she will call out the play here for Adams Central against this man-to-man Tiger defense. Niemeyer to Bailey Parr. Parr to Cheyenne Gotch. She's now between the rings. Top of the key now to Boland. Janessa with it. Couple of dribbles now. Couple of dribbles with the left hand. Back to the right hand. Back to the left. And now to Niemeyer. Sydney Niemeyer guarded by Zoe Mays. To Bailey Parr. Lobs it underneath to Boland on the back door. Shot no good by Janessa. She's fouled in the play. And Janessa Boland to go to the line. Shoot two more for Adams Central. She's fouled on the play by Ashton Pulaski. Ashton, the 5'2" senior, her sister, Caitlin, the 5'2" freshman. So the Pulaski sisters in there. Boland at the line to shoot two, makes this one. 1 out of 3 from the line for Janessa. 16-10, Hastings High's lead is 6. 5:09 to go in the second period of play. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Janessa Boland makes the second, makes them both, 16-11, double team in the backcourt, and a foul, a blocking foul as the Patriots double team Ashton Pulaski. She's fouled in the backcourt by Brianna Shuck. Going to be her second. The Patriots over the 6-foul limit, that's their 8th, so the Tigers will shoot free throws the rest of the way. 16 fouls on the Tigers, and Ashton Pulaski to go to the line for the 1-1 for Hastings High. Ashton with 5 points, she's 2 out of 2 from the line. To 11, Tigers over the Patriots as Kaylee Rader and Sydney Bernasic. A couple of sophomores check in. Brianna Shuck with 2 fouls goes out. Cheyenne Gotch goes out. So it's Rader and Bernasic, Parr, Niemeyer, and Boland for Adams Central. Ashton Pulaski's free throw in and out of there. No good. Rebound to Bailey Parr. So the Patriots can cut more into the lead here. From court, it's Rader. She drives. Tipped away by Pulaski and controlled by Melanie Nagy. Good steal there, and another turnover on the Patriots. That is their 10. Zoe Mays, front court for Hastings High. Will drive out of the free throw line, stops and shoots from 12. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Nagy for the Tigers. Ashton Pulaski. Ashton with it. Gets to the baseline to sister Caitlin deep in the left corner. Back out to Mays. Zoe with it. One dribble to Caitlin Pulaski. Deep on the left wing in the corner to Mays. And the man Patriot defense. Mays lobs underneath to Lauren Bliss. She goes to the deck. She's tied up on the play by Sydney Niemeyer. Jump ball is called. Ball's in the possession. It stays with the Tigers. Haley Wright, the 5'6 senior in for Ashton Pulowski. This is Ashton's first rest. Melanie Nagy to throw it in for the orange and black of Hastings High. 4:18 to go in the second quarter. 16-11. Tigers inbound pass knocked out of bounds by Sidney Vernosik for Adams Central. The Patriots with the slow start fall behind 11-0, 14-3 after one, but they are back in the ballgame. The Tigers have a five-point lead, 16-11. Haley Wright throws it in, does, to Melanie Nagy, to Caitlin Pulowski, the 5'2" freshman on the wing to Haley Wright. Top of the key to Lauren Bliss. Lauren right side to Nagy. Melody, the sophomore with the basketball. Baseline pass to Haley Wright. Haley with it, gives up her dribble deep on the right wing inside the Lauren Bliss. Turns and shoots off the backboard and rim. No good. Kaylee Rader with the rebound. That one just would not stay down for Bliss on the Patriots with the rebound. Front court is Bailey Parr with the basketball. To Bernosik. Left wing to Boland. Janessa with it, the senior, to Niemeyer. Mays with the defense there, to Boland. 3:32 to go in the second quarter, to Sidney Bernosik. Looks for cutters, finds none. Now to Bailey Parr from the left wing, and driving now as Boland lobs inside. There's a couple players hit the deck. Two more go down. Bliss ties up Niemeyer. Miss alternate possession, it will stay with the Patriots of Adams Central. Ashton Pulowski back in. Britton Thomas, the 6'3 junior, reports in. Nagy goes out. Mays goes out for the Tigers. So it's Pulowski and Pulowski and Thomas and Bliss and Wright for the Tigers. Patriot basketball. Janessa Boland lobs it in to Sidney Niemeyer. Has to run it down near the timeline. Niemeyer passes to Boland. Janessa with it. To Parr, tipped away, but Bailey runs it down. Pass inside to Boland, knocked away from her, but grabbed by Kaylee Rader. Rader to Bernosik, top of the key, Bailey Parr. To Rader. Kaylee with it. Couple of dribbles, gives it up top of the key to Boland. Eyed the three there, but didn't take it. Right side to Niemeyer. Sidney with it. Takes the two-point field goal shot, and it's good. Sidney Niemeyer with the field goal. Very patient on the Patriots. They cut it to three, 16-13. In the backcourt, it's Ashton Pulowski, the lead down to three with 2:38 to go. All Tigers in the first quarter, mostly Patriots in this quarter. Bounce pass Pulowski to Thomas. Top of the key, Haley Wright. Free throw line, 15-footer off there, no good rebound, Lauren Bliss. Shot put up, no good rebound on Bailey Parr. Parr outlet pass to Boland. Boland in the front court, Janessa drives, gives it up to Parr, the whistle and a blocking foul as Boland got rid of the basketball. A blocking foul call as she got rid of the ball on the Hastings High Tigers. Haley Wright picks up the foul and the 17th foul, and Janessa Boland to the line for 1-1 for Adams Central. Timeout on the floor. Tim Marker and Adams Central take a timeout, so we'll take one with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Hastings High 16, Adams Central 13, back in 30 seconds.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
The Adams Central Patriots right back in the ballgame here after trailing 14-3 after one quarter. It's now 16-13. The Patriots outscoring the Tigers 10-2 in the second quarter. And Janessa Boland's at the free throw line for Adams Central for a 1-1. She's 2 out of 4 from the line. Patriots much more aggressive. Offensively going for the hoop. But also been patient. Patient and aggressive this quarter. Free throw good, 16-14. Second free throw by Janessa is nothing but net. 4 in a row from the line for Boland. 16-15. Tigers lead down to 1. Right in the backcourt to Zoe Mays. Zoe for the orange and black of Hastings tied. In the backcourt, it's right. Front court pass to Bliss. It's knocked away by Pfeiffer. Tries to save it. She does, but it goes to Lauren Bliss of the Tigers. To Ashton Pulowski. Ashton drives inside the lane. Pass underneath the Mays. Shot put up by Zoe. He's going to roll in there. Good. Second field goal for Zoe Mays. 18-15. Tigers lead is 3. assist Ashton Pulowski, and Ashton can create some things. Front court Pfeiffer now to Raider for Adams Central. Katie with it, loops the pass back out to Bolin, to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Leslie with it. Bobs a pass to Sydney Bernasek. Jessica Lindblad also on the floor for Adams Central. Bolin has it to Lindblad. To Raider. Kaylee runs it down. To Pfeiffer to the baseline on the whistle. And a shove on the Tigers with 1:29 to go. Foul call on Hastings High. It's called on Lauren Bliss. That's her first. JV game tonight. Overtime, Adams Central 34, Hastings High 32. That's why we were a bit later than we expected to be on the air with you. Overtime, Adams Central wins the JV game for the girls, 34-32. Leslie Pfeiffer at the free throw line for 1-1 for Adams Central. It's up and rolls off there, no good. Rebound to Lauren Bliss, and the Tigers control leading by three. Pulowski drives all the way in the lane, puts up a runner, going to be well short, no good. Trying to grab it on the baseline is Leslie Pfeiffer. She can't save it. It'll be Tiger basketball. They'll throw it in here. And coming to the near sidelines, Haley Ride, and I believe Haley's got a little nipped up out there, and she might have a little blood out of her knee or elbow, and she's got to go to the sideline with the blood there and get that taken care of. Caitlin Pulowski checks in. Mays inbounds to Bliss. Shot put up, no good, but Lawrence fouled in the play by Leslie Pfeiffer. Alan Pfeiffer will be her second on the inbounds pass. Bliss takes it, shot it. Missed it, but she was fouled, and Lauren Bliss to the line to shoot two. Now, Lauren averaging 9.5 rebounds per game, leading this club in rebounding. Good rebounder. Doesn't score a whole lot, but she makes this first free throw. It's her third point. That was the 10th team foul on the Patriots, so shooting two the rest of the way will be the Tigers. Bliss makes the first. Niemeyer checks in. Sydney Niemeyer for Leslie Pfeiffer. Leslie with two fouls now. We'll go to the bench. Second free throw, no good. Bliss gets her own rebound. Shot put blocked by Lindblad, but a foul called on the Patriots, Jessica Lindblad. Some basketball there for Lindblad, and also a foul. Maybe they call it, looks like, on Sydney Niemeyer. So maybe Lindblad did get the clean block, but a foul on Niemeyer. Free throw up and good by Lauren Bliss once again. Bliss shooting two makes the first here. 20-15 in favor of the Tigers. Second free throw misses. Bliss runs down the long rebound. Another offensive rebound for Lauren Bliss to Caitlin Pulowski, to Ashton Pulowski. Takes the shot from the wing, partially deflected by Janessa Bowler. Rebound Mays is up. Another rebound by Thomas. The Tigers killing the Patriots on the offensive board here. Britton Thomas got that offensive rebound. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Britton is 0-for-2 from the line. Will shoot two. That foul called on Kaylee Rader. That's her first. Britton Thomas to shoot two. 20-15, Tigers by 5, 104 to go in the first half. Free throw is no good by Thomas. So the blood's been taken care of with Haley Wright. She's back in. Cheyenne Gotts checks in. Bailey Parr in. Niemeyer and Bernasek. The Sydneys go out for the Adams Central Patriots. Britton Thomas at the line for her second free throw. 104 to go, first half. 20-15, Hastings High. Thomas' second free throw. High arc will bounce off the top of the backboard, no good. That one stayed inbounds, and Parr grabs the rebound, so Britton misses two there. Patriots front court trailing by five, final minute of the first half. Jessica Lindblad with the basketball. To Cheyenne Gotch, left wing to Janessa Bolin. Janessa now to Bailey Parr, right side to Kaylee Rader. In the corner to Cheyenne Gotch, three-pointer in the air, going to be an air ball, no good. It battled for it in the baseline. Lauren Bliss grabs it for the Tigers, and she is fouled by Jessica Lindblad. So Jessica picks up the foul in the backcourt, and Lauren Bliss to the line once again to shoot two for Hastings High. Lauren has 4 points. She's 2 out of 4 from the line. Two fouls on Jessica Lindblad. Lauren Bliss at the free throw line to our left here at Patriot Gym. High school basketball for you tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Bliss's free throw will bounce out of there, no good. She'll shoot the second. Tigers were 2 out of 4 from the line in the first quarter. Patriots didn't shoot any free throws in the first quarter. Bliss eyes the second in the air. Rolls off, no good. A battle for rebound, Haley Wright. Her shot short. Zoe Mays' offensive rebound. Misses another one. Lauren Bliss, another rebound. Shot no good. A battle for to the baseline and a whistle and a rebounding foul this time on the Tigers. The Tigers have 3 or 4 looks at it there. Miss a couple free throws. And Lauren Bliss with the rebounding foul there. So the Tigers come away with nothing, and they had some point-blank shots, 20-15, Tigers' five-point lead, and the Patriots are going to shoot a one-and bonus. And that rebounding foul on Lauren Bliss. Into the basketball game for the Tigers is Paige Kennedy. Her first appearance, a 5'6 sophomore, so Paige Kennedy, first time in the game for Hastings High, as Kaylee Raiders at the free throw line for the 1-1 makes the first. Raider earns the bonus. Her first point, 20-16, Tigers by four. Kaylee Raider, the sophomore, 32 seconds to go. Second free throw in and out of there, no good. Britton Thomas with the rebound. 20-16, Tigers, they have the ball, and they can choose to go for the final shot if they wish. Front court, it's Haley Wright, 23 seconds to go. To Kennedy on the wing to Zoe May. She heads for the hoop. Cut off there. Dribbles it back out behind the three-point arc. Top of the key to Britton Thomas. To Haley Wright with 12 seconds to go. To Paige Kennedy. Inside to Thomas. On the wing to Thomas. Excuse me, Haley Wright. Shot going to be short. Grabbed by Kaylee Raider. The backcourt to Goss with 2 seconds to go. Tipped away by Haley Wright, but the Tigers can't get the shot off, and that's the end of the first half. So basically the first quarter to the Tigers, second quarter to the Patriots, and we've reached halftime with the score. Hastings High, 20. Adams Central, 16. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Roche Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roche Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roche Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Hastings High 20, Adams Central 16 here at halftime of our girls' game here tonight, the city matchup. Pretty much all Hastings High in the first quarter. The Tigers jumped out to an 11-0 lead. First score of the night for Adams Central came with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Their only field goal, a three-point field goal by Sidney Bernasic. The Tigers also scored three in that first quarter and led it 14-3 after the first quarter play. Adams Central gets a lift on 2 3-point field goals from Emily Boniface in the second quarter. They cut it from 14-3 to 14-6 to 14-9 before the Tigers went back up in front 16-9. It was 16-15 as the Patriots went on a 6-point run, got it as close as they could get in that first half at 16-15 on a couple of free throws by Janessa Bowen. That was the 2:20 mark. The Tigers scored the last four of the quarter to two for Adams Central, and Hastings High with a four-point lead at 20-16 here at halftime. The Tigers leading by 11 on a couple of occasions. Adams Central has gotten to within one. It's four here at halftime. Hastings High 20 and Adams Central 16. As far as the Hastings High Tigers led in scoring by Austin Pulowski, 5 points all in the first quarter. Ashton with 5 points, four each for Zoe Mays and Lauren Bliss, 3 points for Josie Martin, and two apiece for Melanie Nagy and Haley Wright for the Tigers. Leading the way is Ashton Pulowski with 5 and 4 for Zoe Mays, 4 for Lauren Bliss. The Tigers, 6 out of 16 from the free throw line. They have 14 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, 20 here at halftime. For Adams Central, almost 2 3-point field goals. Emily Boniface has 6 points to lead the scoring for Adams Central, 4 for Janessa Bowen, all 4 from the free throw line. She's 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. 3 points on the Sydney Bernasek 3-point field goal, 2 points for Sydney Niemeyer, and 1 free throw for Kaylee Rader for Adams Central. So Emily Boniface with 6 leads the way for the Patriots. They are 5 out of 8, all the free throws in the second quarter for the Patriots. 3 points in the first quarter for Adams Central, 13 in the second, 16 total in the first half for Adams Central. So the score here at halftime is Hastings High 20, Adams Central 16 in this girls' game. And now much closer than the start. It's down to 4, Hastings High 20, Adams Central 16. We'll take another timeout when we return. We'll run down some other scores before you and more halftime activity after this 2-minute timeout.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta.
Welcome back to the Adams Central Gym here with Hastings High leading Adams Central 20-16 in this girls' game. City matchup here tonight at the Patriots Gym. Blaine Bulis with you. The Patriots down by 4 to the Hastings High Tigers in this one. The next action coming up for the Hastings High girls will be coming up next Tuesday. This is the only game this week for the Lady Tigers at 2-12 on the year. They're off the rest of the week. Their next action will be next Tuesday night, February the 1st. They'll be at Kearney. That'll be the last road game of the season for the Tigers. Their final three games will be at home, but the next action for Hastings High will be next Tuesday. They play at Kearney. The next action for the Adams Central girls will be right here against Lexington on Thursday, a girls-boys doubleheader. Lexington comes to town to take on the Adams Central girls and boys. Now, the pairings have been released for the new Platte Conference basketball tournament that will begin next week, and the Adams Central girls will be playing here on Monday. They are the 7th seed on the girls' side. They'll be taking on the 10th seed St. Paul this coming Monday night, January 31st. Adams Central hosting St. Paul, first round of the Lou Platte Conference Girls Tournament. If the Patriots win that one, they go to Kearney Catholic next Tuesday. The Adams Central boys are the 2nd seed, and they will be off until Tuesday in that tournament. They'll play the winner of Monday's Wood River and Centura game Tuesday here at Adams Central. They'll be the higher seed. So the Lady Patriots start Monday, Patriot Boys Tuesday in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Basketball finals tonight for St. Cecilia as other city teams in action. St. Cecilia girls all over Archbishop Bergen, 88-32 in their first game of the Centennial Conference Tournament. The Hawkettes go to the semifinals on Thursday night at Lincoln Christian. We'll have that game for you on our sister station, 1230 KHS. And a final score from Lincoln Christian tonight on the boys' side, the second round of play. St. Cecilia boys win at Lincoln Christian for the second time this season. Blue Hawks 54, Lincoln Christian 40, so St. Cecilia boys into the semifinals on Friday night at Lincoln Christian, and we'll have that game also on 1230 KHS Radio as we follow the St. Cecilia ball clubs at the Centennial Conference Tournament this week. We'll take our final timeout of the first half with the score. Hastings High 20, Adams Central 16. We'll be back with the third quarter in 1 minute.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
You are listening to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings High and the Adams Central girls beginning the third period of play. Hastings High sends out Ashton Pulowski, Haley Wright, Britton Thomas, Zoe Mays, and Lauren Bliss, Emily Boniface, Cheyenne Gotch, Janessa Boland, Sydney Niemeyer, and Bailey Parr for Adams Central. Tiger basketball, they shoot at the basket to our right. Ashton Pulowski controls. Tigers 4-point lead, third quarter underway. Bounce pass to Thomas is wide of her and out of bounds. Turnover Hastings High to start this third quarter. Adams Central's never led. Tigers have led by 11 on two occasions. Patriots have been as close as one. They have the ball now for the first time in this half. Boniface to Boland. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Each team has played man-to-man all the way. Janessa with it to Sydney Niemeyer. To Bailey Parr. To Boland. Gets a screen, takes a 15-footer, rolls off, no good. Boland gets her own rebound on the baseline, lost it on the baseline, though, couldn't control it. It's out of bounds, and it'll be Hastings' high ball. Janessa just couldn't keep the tiptoes in bounds in the basketball also, and it'll go to the Tigers. Zoe Mays with backcourt pressure by Adams Central. Tigers like to run. They may not be too upset to see this pressure. They like to get out and go if they can. They break the press this time. Pulowski with it. Pages with a little different look there with full court pressure this third quarter. Bliss front court to Mays. Drives to her left to the baseline. Zoe shot up. Going to be short. No good. Grabbed on the baseline by Boland. She's tied up by Haley Wright. And it'll be Patriot basketball on the alternate possession on the jump ball call. Adams Central basketball. Niemeyer inbounds to Boland. And here we go. 4-point Tiger lead. 1 minute gone in the third quarter. Bailey Parr with it on the wing. Top of the key to Boniface. Emily to Boland. 16-footer good by Janessa Boland. 6 for Boland. 20-18. Tigers by 2. Backcourt, it's Pulowski. Double team there. The trap in the corner. Lobs a pass to Mays. Zoe across the timeline into the scoring zone. Left-handed dribble for the Tigers. Goes to her left. Double team there. Back out to Pulowski. Fake the 3. Drives baseline. Double team back out to Mays. 13-footer by Zoe. Mays is good. She has 6. And it's 22-18. Tigers lead by 4. Boland front court to Cheyenne Gotch. In the lane, runner up off, no good. Grabbed by Mays. Defensive rebound for the Tigers to Ashton Pulowski. 4-point Tiger lead, 6:12 to go, third quarter. Pulowski front court 2, Zoe Mays. Thomas comes over and screens for Mays. Dribbles it down, passes now to Wright. Haley to Lauren Bliss. To Wright, behind the arc on the right wing. Boniface with the defense there. Bliss is bumped on the play. Goes behind the screen and gets fouled on the play. Bailey Parr picks up the foul. for first. First of the half, Josie Martin, 5'1" senior in for Zoe Mays. Zoe going off a little slowly. Again, she's been bothered by an ankle last couple of weeks, and she might be a little bothered by that. There's a shot put up by Pulaski on the drive. No good. Britton Thomas rebounds and scores. The 6'3 Thomas with the offensive rebound and score, 24-18. Patriots have no one taller than about 5'9 out there, and Thomas with that offensive rebound. Bowen drives, shoots and scores. Vanessa Bowen with her second field goal of the quarter and of the game, 24-20. She has eight. That court, it's Haley Wright. Tigers by four. They've led all the way. Josie Wright into the lane. Puts up the shot. No good, tipped around, grabbed by Boniface. Patriots want to run. They are 2-on-1 here. Boniface all the way. Knocked away from behind and stolen by Pulaski. Knocked away by Martin. Grabbed by Pulaski. 2-on-1 the other way. Lauren Bliss drives, shoots and scores. Pulaski with the assist. Bliss with the bucket. She has six. 26-20. Tigers up by a half a dozen. Front court, Bolin. Bolin bounce pass to Parr in the give and go. Bailey shot, no good. Britton Thomas with the rebound. Patriots run the give and go there. Worked well, but Parr couldn't finish. Tigers control. Josie Martin inside the Bliss. Knocked away by Bolin. Grabbed by Parr. So the steal there by Parr, but the play there by Bolin. Boniface's shot is no good. Ball in the basketball is on the floor. Picked up by Pulaski for Hastings High. Tigers go from left to right, leading by six. 4.5 minutes to go. Pulaski in the lane takes a 13-footer, bounces around, and it goes down. Hit the iron about three times and fell. That's seven for Ashton, 28-20. Tigers move it back up to eight. Front court, Bowen left the lane for three. In the hole, Janessa Bowen with seven this quarter. Cuts it to five, 28-23. Bowen taking over offensively. Bottom Central, there's a pass intended for Josie Martin. Wide and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over. Brianna Shuck, Sydney Bernasek, Kaylee Rader, Jessica Lindblad, and Leslie Pfeiffer. Five new ones for the Patriots. We've been up and down the floor. So five new ones on the floor for Adams Central. 4:10 to go in the third. 28-23, Hastings by five over Adams Central. Patriot basketball after the Tiger turnover. Inbound at Shuck, now to Bernasek. Mays, Thomas, Bliss, Martin, and Pulaski. No substitutions there for Hastings High. Five new ones for the Patriots. Bounce pass intended for Rader. Is out of bounds. Patriots turn it over. Shuck. Thought Kaylee Rader was headed for the hoop. Kaylee did not continue toward the hoop, and the bounce pass was wide and out of bounds. Patriots turn it over. Pulaski in the backcourt. Bounce to Martin. Lost control of. They go to the floor. Couple players down. Bernasek and Martin, a jump ball is called. Noah foul going to be called on Josie Martin, and that's going to be her fourth. Josie going for the basketball to try to force the tie-up. Commits her fourth foul, non-shooting situation. So the freshman, Caitlin Pulaski, will have to come in for Josie Martin. Josie with 3 points, but now four fouls. At the 3:57 mark of period number three. Bernasek inbound, stolen by Ashton Pulaski. She will drive all the way, shoot, and score. Steal and score, Ashton Pulaski. She has nine. Quick hands there by Ashton with the steal. Drives all the way, makes it 30-23. Bernasek, two-point field goal is good. Sydney Bernasek has five. 30-25, up and down we go this third quarter. Zoe Mays on the run into the front court. 13-footer by Zoe's in and out, no good. Grabbed by Jessica Lindblad for the Patriots. Tigers by five with 3:28 and running in the third quarter. Shuck drives. Gives the ball back out to Bernasek. Almost took the three. Gets the screen. Takes a two-point shot. Good again. Sydney Bernasek, two straight field goals. 30-27. Tigers by three. Pulaski now to Mays. Front court to Ashton Pulaski. Caitlin also out there. The sisters out there for the Tigers. They'll slow it up here now with 3:03 to go, third quarter. 30-27. Caitlin Pulaski on the wing. Top of the key to Britton Thomas. Britton to Ashton Pulaski. Ashton drives to her left, puts up at the runner. In and out of there, no good. Thomas rebounds, misses the shot, but Britton Thomas is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two again. Thomas, 6'3". She is just going over the top of the Patriots, not fouling, just grabbing the offensive rebound. She has to put back there, missed it, but she was fouled. The third on Brianna Shuck. The Patriots just cannot have an answer for the offensive rebound of Britton Thomas. Britton's 0-for-4 from the line. Buries this one. Straight down through the hole. She has 3 points all this quarter. 31-27. Haley right in for Zoe Mays. Jessica Lindblad, Brianna Shuck go out. Vanessa Bowen And Georgie Johnson, a 5'7 sophomore, first appearance for Georgie tonight for Adams Central. Britton Thomas makes the first free throw. She shoots the second in the air. Good again. Second to net again. 32-27, Tigers by five. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. So back and forth we've gone this third quarter. It was 20-16 at the half. It's now 32-27, Tigers. Bolin with the basketball. Polanski on the defense. Ashton with the defense on Janessa Bolin. Right side to Vernosik. Sydney with it. To Johnson. Left wing to Bolin. Goes to the left baseline. Cut off there to Johnson. To Pfeiffer. Wesley with it. Back out to Bolin. 2:14. Clock runs. Vanessa Bolin gets the screen, takes the three. No good. Long rebound comes to Bolin. Drives, puts up the shot. No good, but Vanessa Bolin fouled on the play. With 2:07 to go in the third quarter. Foul going to be called on Lauren Bliss. That is her third, and Janessa Bolin will go to the line to shoot two. Janessa's taken over offensively this quarter. 7 points this quarter, 11 in the game, makes the free throw. Eight this quarter, 12 in the game for Bolin. 32-28. Janessa didn't score in the first quarter, only four free throws in the second, but has 8 points this quarter. Second free throw's good, makes them both, and it's 32-29. We have the makings of a good finish here. 3-point Hastings High lead again. They have led all the way. Jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Ashton Polanski quickly into the offensive zone. Bounce pass on the baseline. Intended for Lauren Bliss. Kicked by a Patriot. Tigers to play it in far sideline. Haley Wright to throw it in. 1:59 to go third quarter. Haley Wright for the Tigers inbounds to Ashton Polanski at the timeline. Couple of dribbles. Now to Wright. To Britton Thomas, top of the key, right side to Ashton Polanski. Polanski with it to the free throw line in the lane. Dishes in the corner. Caitlin Polanski for three. Going to be off the iron. No good. Pfeiffer with the rebound for Adams Central to Vanessa Bolin. The Patriots can tie with a three ball. 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Bolin now to Pfeiffer. Leslie Pfeiffer back to Bolin. Bolin gets a screen. 16-footer. Off there. No good. Knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. What a foul going to be called on Leslie Pfeiffer. So Pfeiffer goes for the offensive rebound, and she fouls her third. And the Tigers will play it in. Bailey Parr, Cheyenne Gosch, Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface check in. They check in. Everybody else checks out for the Patriots except Janessa Bolin. 1:23 to go, third quarter. 3-point Tiger lead, Tiger basketball. Pressure in the backcourt by the Patriots. Patriots break it, but then it's knocked away and stolen by Janessa Bolin. Knocked away by Gotch and stolen by Bolin. So the Tigers turn it over. And Adams Central controls now. Bolin working around these screens. No shot there, but she palms the basketball. A palming violation on Janessa Bolin. Turnover Patriots basketball to the Tigers. Hastings High 32, Adams Central 29. 1:07 to go, third quarter. Girls high school basketball here tonight. The city matchup at the Patriots gym. The boys will play each other in February. Front court, Hastings High. Haley Wright to Zoe Mays. She's at the top of the key. Mays gives the ball up on a whistle as she tried to get rid of the ball. A holding call on Adams Central. Called on Emily Boniface. That's going to be three on Boniface. Only one player with four, but we got a few with three in this game. 51 seconds to go, third quarter. Caitlin Polanski with it to Haley Wright for the Tigers. They lead by three. They have the ball. Driving is Ashton Polanski. She's fouled as she headed for the hoop and got the shot off. Foul on the Patriots. Call on Bailey Parr. That's her second. And Ashton Polanski to the free throw line to shoot two. She has nine in the basketball game. Ashton's high this season is 15 against Lincoln Pius a couple of weeks ago. She'll be to the free throw line to shoot two. She has four this quarter, nine in the contest. 32-29, Tigers by three. Ashton's first with the left hand. Off the back iron, no good. Sydney Vernosik comes in for Adams Central. And Emily Boniface will go out. 43 seconds to go in period number three. Tigers by three. Polanski's second free throw is good. 33-29, Tigers by four. Front court, it is Vernosik to Bolin. Jackson Nessa with it. Gets the screen, takes the three in the air. Off there, no good. Into the lane, the basketball goes. Haley Wright tries to grab it. She does, but she hit the floor as she travels. This will stay traveling on Haley Wright. Basketball to Adams Central, down by four, 28 seconds to go. They throw it in underneath their own basket. Bowen, the trigger person here, does to Niemeyer. Back to Bowen. She heads for the hoop, bounce pass to Paul. Shot blocked out of bounds by Britton Thomas. Bailey Paul hit the deck. But the block there by Britton Thomas, and now they say a foul on Thomas. One official said just a block, the other said a foul, and the foul whistler wins out, foul on Thomas. Parr did hit the deck, and she'll go to the line trying to get her first points of the night. Bailey Parr throws up the first score. 1 point for Bailey, 33-30. Patriots have been within one on one occasion. It's down to three. It was four at halftime, so a very even third quarter. Bailey Parr's second free throw is up. Bounces around and goes down. Makes them both, 33-31. With 20 seconds to go. Front court, it's Ashton Polowski for Hastings High. Tigers with the two-point lead, top of the key. Zoe May, 17-footer off there, no good. Tapped around, it goes out of bounds, off of Janessa Bowen, says the man in the striped shirt underneath the basket. It'll be Hastings High controlling with 9 seconds to play. 33-31. And downing the ball is Haley Wright to Ashton Polowski. Ashton top of the key to Kalen, right side to Wright with 4 seconds to go inside to Thomas. Turns, shoots, misses the shot, grabbed by Bernasic, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. We played three, and we're down to a two-point lead for Hastings High. Good third quarter for both teams after three. Hastings High 33, Adams Central 31. We're back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Bullhawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boris Floors in Hastings.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Adams Central outscores Hastings High 15-13 in the third quarter. Tiger lead of four at halftime, then cut to two. Adams Central's never led. Two 11-point leads in this game for Hastings High. 33-31 Tigers. They have the ball starting the fourth quarter. Ashton Polowski, Haley Wright, Josie Martin back in. Polowski drives, shot put up, no good. A blocking foul on the Patriots. Lauren Bliss and Zoe Mays also on the floor for Hastings High. A foul called there on the Patriots. That one's on Janessa Bowen. She's on the floor with Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface, Sydney Niemeyer, Bailey Parr for Adams Central. Ashton Polowski at the free throw line to shoot two for Hastings High. She has 10. She leads the way for the Tigers. Free throw up and good. Tigers now 10 of 21 from the free throw line. Adams Central's 9 out of 12. Polowski has made four. She's missed two from the line. She has 11 points. Second free throw good. Makes them both. 35-31, Tigers by four. Front court, it's Cheyenne Gotch. Back out, top of the key, Bowen for three in the air. In the hole, Janessa Bowen. Janessa now with 16 points. She had nine in the third quarter, three ball there. She has 16 in the game, 35-34. Again, it's as close as Hastings High's been since had. Close as Adams Central's been since the second quarter. Patriots have never led. Hastings High lead cut to one. Inside them, Lauren Bliss. Shot blocked by Sydney Niemeyer. Tapped around, grabbed by Haley Wright for the Tigers. So Niemeyer with the block, but the Tigers get it back. Haley Wright with it. The one-point Tiger lead. We have the makings of a good one here in the final 7 minutes. Joey Mays to the baseline. Back out to Polowski. Ashton with it, and she's fouled by Janessa Bowen. That's two this quarter, three in the game on Bowen. The Patriots cannot lose Janessa Bowen if they want to
We stay in the ball game here. 12 points this half for Bolin. Seniors taking over the offensive end for Adams Central. 6:57 to go. Ashton Polowski back at the line to shoot. 1-1 makes that first. Patriots over the 6-foul limit, so a 1-1 bonus for the Tigers. 3 fouls this half on Hastings High. 36-34, Ashton's second free throw up. Good, makes them both. 4 out of 4 from the line this quarter. Tigers lead back up to 3, 37-34. Bolin now in the front court. To Boniface. Shot by Emily is going to be an air ball. No good. Grab by Lauren Bliss. Outlet pass to Josie Wright. Josie back on the floor. 4 fouls for the Tigers. She'll have to be careful. The Mays now to Ashton Polowski. Ashton quickly into the front court for the Tigers. Back behind the three-point arc. Top of the key to Zoe Mays. Right side to Josie Martin. Tigers face a man-to-man defense. Lauren Bliss top of the key. Left side to Ashton Polowski. 6:22 to go in the ball game. Baseline shot is up and good. Josie Martin has her 5th point. Tigers lead goes back up to 5, 39-34. That 2 ball by Martin. 5-point Tiger lead. Top of the key, Bolin for 3 off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. They come to the near sideline. Patriots try to save it. They cannot. It'll be Tiger basketball. Jessica Lindblad, Leslie Pfeiffer, Brianna Shuck in. Sydney Niemeyer goes out. Bailey Parr goes out. Cheyenne Gotch goes out. So it's Boniface and Bolin and Shuck. And Pfeiffer and Lindblad for the Tigers. Inbounding is Mays out there with Haley Wright. Josie Martin, Ashton Polowski, and Lauren Bliss for the Tigers. Tigers have a 5-point lead. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Zoe Mays into the lane. Stops there. Back out to right. In the corner to Josie Martin for 3. It's going to be off. No good. Lindblad goes for the basketball. She's tied up by Lauren Bliss. But they're going to say what here? The officials look at each other. A foul going to be called on Lauren Bliss. Bliss picks up her 4. Running on a basketball, but also had some wrist, I guess, there. The foul called on Bliss. And she's going to have to sit down with 4 fouls. Britton Thomas, the 6'3 junior, will be back in there for Bliss. Lauren gets her 4th foul. She has 4. Josie Martin has 4. No Patriots with more than 3, but they have 4 players with 3 fouls. 39-34, Tigers by 5. 5:45 to go. Patriot basketball, front court, it's Bolin. And that's a Bolin with the ball. Bounce pass to Brianna Shuck. The corner to Leslie Pfeiffer for Adams Central. 1 dribble. Gives up the dribble. Bounce pass to Janessa Bolin wearing uniform number 13. To Boniface. Round the screen but no shot. To Bolin to Shuck for 3 from the wing. Off there, no good. Rebound near side to Leslie Pfeiffer for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Bolin. 5:15 to play. 5-point Tiger lead. Bolin hits the deck and a whistle. Foul call on the Tigers. It looks like it's on Josie Martin. Josie headed for the bench. She knows it's on her, and that's her 5th. Josie Martin is fouled out of this game with 5:13 to go. 5 points for Josie, and she fouls out of the contest. And Coach Greg Mays will take his allotted time to bring in a substitute here. Let his players have a chance to rest a little bit on the floor. Mays is going to take his time. Coach is going to say, Josie, with the 5 fouls, sent in the freshman Caitlin Polowski. So Josie Martin fouls out here. 5 points for Martin. And the Tigers back on defense here on their 15 foul. Bolin with it now to Boniface. Bounce pass in the lane to Jessica Lindblad. Bounce pass back out to Shuck. Brianna will drive, put up a shot. No good, but she's fouled in the play with 5:01 to play. So it's going to come down to a free throw shooting contest the way it looks. Foul called on Caitlin Polowski. Might have the Tigers percentage from the line. Hastings. Adams Central shoots 54% from the free throw line. Brianna Shuck makes the first there. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She has her first point. 39-35. Brianna's second free throw is in the air. Shuck, it's good. Shuck makes them both, and it's 39-36. Back and forth we go between about 6 and 5 and 4 and 3-point Tiger lead. Down to 33-31 after 3. Hastings High has led all the way, jumping out to that 11-0 lead. Caitlin Polowski on the baseline now pass to Haley Wright. Haley back out to Caitlin Pulaski behind the arc on the right side. Tipped away from her. Boniface ties her up with a foul call on Emily Boniface. Number four on Emily Boniface. 4:34 to go. And the foul on Boniface will send the Tigers to the line in the person of the freshman, Caitlin Pulaski, who has not been there tonight. 1-1 for Caitlin. Sydney Bernasek in. Emily Boniface with four fouls now will head for the bench with 4:34 to play. Hastings 39. Adams Central 36. Pulaski's free throw up, in and out, no good, grabbed by Pfeiffer. 3-point ball game, Tigers. In the backcourt, a foul going to be called on Ashton Pulaski. Ashton trying to move in there to get the steal to the pass intended for Janessa Boland, and the foul called. And Ashton Pulaski, that is her second with 4:29 to go. Coming into the quarter, the Patriots were 9 of 12 from the line. They made them both this quarter. Hastings High was 9 out of 20, but the Tigers are 4 out of 5 from the line this quarter. Free throw up and good by Boland. 17 for Janessa. She owns the bonus. 39-37. Boland with the second free throw. It is up, and it is going to be good. It's a one-point game again. So for the second time in the game, Adams Central within one. 39-38. Zoe Mays with the basketball will drive, shoot, and miss the shot. Britton Thomas, offensive rebound, and score. Britton Thomas with six. Another offensive rebound, and the basket there by Britton Thomas. 41-38. Tigers lead back up to three with 4:12 and running. Brianna Shook with the basketball in the front court to Boland. Janessa with it to Leslie Pfeiffer. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 41-38 Tigers. Shuck for the tie, and it's good. Brianna Shuck with a three-point field goal. Ties it at 41-41. First tie of the basketball game. Zoe Mays tipped away and stolen by Shuck. Brianna Shuck with the steal. Two-on-one. She drives, shoots and misses. Rebound Britton Thomas, and Shuck ties her up. It'll be Adams Central basketball. So Britton Thomas grabbed that rebound, but Brianna Shuck ties her up. And the Patriots will control on the alternate possession. We are tied at 41 with 3:42 to go. Our first tie of the game, and down it to Pfeiffer. In the lane, runner up. Shot rolls off, no good. A battle for it. Lindblad tries to save it and does. The pass tipped and stolen by Haley Wright. So the big defensive play, Haley Wright in timeout, Hastings High. Greg Mays once and gets a timeout with 3:33 to go. The score, Hastings High 41, Adams Central 41. We're back in 30 seconds.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
And the Ship's three-point field goal at the 3:56 mark, tied this thing at 41. That's where we are now with 3:33 to go. Bernasek, Boland, Shook, Lindblad, and Pfeiffer for Adams Central. Thomas, Lauren Bliss back in, Ashton Pulaski, Zoe Mays, and Haley Wright for the Tigers. Josie Martin has fouled out of the game. There's the inbounds pass to Bliss in the backcourt. Back to Mays. Tied at 41. Tiger basketball in the offensive zone, Ashton Pulaski. Pulaski now to right, to Mays, gets a screen. Dives to the base and lost control, but a foul going to be called on the Patriots. Zoe heading for the hoop there. Got it slapped away, but a foul on the Patriots. Leslie Pfeiffer, her four. Four on Boniface, four on Pfeiffer for Adams Central. Josie Martin already out of the game. On fouls for Hastings High. Lauren Bliss on the floor, she has four. Zoe Mays to the free throw line. 1-1. She has 8 points, 0 for 1 from the line. Tigers 13 out of 25 from the line. This one's good. Mays owns the bonus. 42-41. In Bailey Parr, out Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer has to lead with four fouls. Zoe Mays earns the bonus. Will get the second free throw. 7 for Zoe. 42-41. Hastings High. 3:18 to play. Free throw up, goes down, and good. That's 8 for Mays. Makes them both. Clutch free throws there by Mays. 43-41 with 3:14, and we're running. Janessa Boland gets the screen. Has no shot this time. Now to Shook. Brianna with the basketball. To Boland. Tigers extend the defense a little bit. Trying to set the high screens for Boland to get some open looks. Takes the three. Partially deflected by Thomas. Hitting Thomas with the deflection. Grabbed by Lauren Briss. So Thomas using that 6-3 frame with the block there, the deflection. And the Tigers grab it. They have a 2-point lead in the ball. Pulaski to Mays. Zoe Mays now to Haley Wright. Around the screen, Wright shoots and misses, but she's fouling her way to the basket. Foul call on Janessa Boland, and that's four on Boland, so she has four. Boniface four, Pfeiffer four for the Patriots. Timeout on the floor. Tim Marker gets a timeout for Adams Central, still 2:41 to play. We will take a timeout with the score. Hastings High, 43. Adams Central, 41. We're back in 30 seconds.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
High school basketball here for you tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. We'll have college basketball for you tomorrow night on our sister station, 1230 KHS. Hastings College women and men play at Midland University. Women's pregame at 5:45, tip off at 6, the men to follow at 8, both games on 1230 KHS tomorrow night. Saints to see a basketball coming your way again Thursday and Friday nights on 1230 KHS at the Centennial Conference semifinals. The girls Thursday, the boys Friday, both those games on 1230 KHS as both Saints to see teams won tonight. Hastings High boys also playing tonight over at Hastings High against Columbus. That was a 7 o'clock start. Have no final score in on that one, so have an unusual Tuesday night with five of the six local high school teams playing tonight. 43-41, Hastings High. At the free throw line is Haley Wright. Her first toss of the night from the line. Haley's free throw up. Off the front iron, no good. That was the 10th team foul for the timeout on Adams Central. So Hastings High will shoot two from the line the rest of the way. Going out, Sydney Bernasek and Jessica Lindblad. Coming in, Sydney Niemeyer and Emily Boniface. Now Boniface on the floor with four fouls. Also on the floor with four is Janessa Boland. Haley Wright's second free throw is up. This one is going to be good. One out of two for Haley. 44-41. Tigers lead up to three. We've been tied only once in this quarter at 41. Tigers have the last three and have a three-point lead. Boland now to Boniface. Now it's passed to Niemeyer. Stolen by Briss. Lauren Briss with the steal at the 2:28 mark. Tigers control the ball, leading by three now. Turnover on the Tigers. Briss with the steal. Haley Wright to Zoe Mays. Mays to Ashton Pulaski. Pulaski as they work the weave around the top of the key to Haley Wright. Briss comes out to set a screen. Sets another at the free throw line. To Mays. Mays to Pulaski. Tigers trying to kill some clock here. And a whistle timeout. Greg Mays of Hastings High. So they kill a little clock. Get a timeout. We'll take one also. When we return, it'll be Tiger basketball with exactly 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High 44, Adams Central 41. We're back in 30 seconds.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
Hastings High 44, Adams Central 41. The Tigers have scored the last three. We were tied at 41 at the 3:56 mark. That was the first and only tie of the night. Tigers lead by three. They have the basketball. Far sideline, they have Haley Wright, Zoe Mays, Ashton Pulaski, Lauren Bliss, and Britton Thomas on the floor. Adams Central will send out Janessa Boland. She has four fouls. Bailey Parr, Sydney Niemeyer, Brianna Shook, and Emily Boniface. Emily Boniface has four fouls. Tigers have Lauren Bliss on the floor with four. They've lost one to fouls. Josie Martin. Tigers inbound, leading by three. 2 minutes to play. Inbounded to Pulaski. Ashton with the basketball, left-handed dribble. Left to the free throw line, now to right to Thomas. Right side to Mays, to Bliss, top of the key, left wing to Ashton Pulowski. Picks the basketball up after losing control of it, and now Ashton has the dribble. Reverses her toss now to Britton Thomas. Thomas, top of the key to Zoe Mays. Tigers in the slowdown here again, running that weave. Mays in the corner to right. The Tigers killing a lot of clock. We came out of this timeout with 2 minutes. We're down to 1:20 to go. Three-point Tiger lead. Pulowski controls. The Tigers chase now. They pass it to right. 13-footers well short. No good. Rebounded by Boland. Janessa Boland drives into the front court. She will stop and pop from three for the tie. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lauren Bliss. Bliss front court to Zoe Mays. Mays across the timeline with 1 minute to play. Tigers by three. Patriots have been worked over on the boards tonight. Hastings High with the decided rebounding advantage. Less than a minute to go. Tiger basketball. They lead by three. Wright goes to the floor, but gives up the basketball to Pulowski. 44 seconds to go, and Brittany Shook fouls Zoe Mays. Shook with the foul, her fourth. Zoe Mays to the line to shoot two. Again, the Tigers are over the 10 foul limit, which means Hastings High will shoot two the rest of the way from the line on any foul. Zoe Mays at the line. She's two out of three from the free throw line. Tigers have made seven free throws and missed only two this quarter. 7 out of 9 from the line this quarter. Leading by three. Mays' free throw. Off the back iron. No good. She'll get the second. 44-41. 43.8 seconds to go. Cheyenne got you in. Pretty good three-point shooter. She's in. But before the second free throw, we'll have yet another timeout. Adam Central calls it with 43.8 seconds to go. 44, Hastings High. 41, Adam Central. We're back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
44-41, Hastings High over Adams Central. 43.8 seconds to go. Coming out of this timeout, Zoe Mays will return to the free throw line for the Tigers. Missed the first. She can make this a two-possession game here with 43 seconds to go. Boland's out there with Niemeyer, Boniface, Gotch, and Parr for Adams Central. Mays, Ashton Pulowski, Haley Wright, Britton Thomas and Lauren Bliss. Thomas and Bliss not even on the free throw line. They're back near center court, the taller players for Hastings High. They're not even in the rebounding lane. Mays, the second free throw. Off the back iron again. Gets her own rebound and drives and scores. Mays is not screened out. She grabbed that missed free throw all alone, drove in and scored. Five-point game. Front court bottom is stolen by Pulowski. Tigers with the turnover. Force the turnover, get the steal. In the backcourt, Pulowski now to Zoe Mays, 25 seconds to go. The Patriots will have to foul here. Pulowski's in the front court. It's a five-point game. Boniface fouls, and she's out of the ball game for Adams Central. The Patriots do not screen out on the missed free throw. Zoe Mays left all alone, just ran in, grabbed her missed free throw, had an easy layup to make it 46-41, and the Tigers force a turnover on the other end and get the basketball, and they are fouled. And Haley Wright back to the line to shoot two. Fifth foul on Emily Boniface. She fouls out with 6 points, had two big three-pointers in the second quarter. And again, another timeout, Adams Central, but Hastings High's in good shape here with 18.5 seconds to go. Five-point Hastings High lead, 46-41. Let's take a timeout. Hastings 46, Adams Central 41. We're back in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Boy, how many times do you hear it? Screen out the free throw shooter.
don't let that person get to the hoop if the free throw's missed. Well, Zoe Mays was not screened out. She was not touched. She missed her second free throw from the previous possession. Got the rebound and had an easy layup off the glass to make it a five-point game, and then the Tigers force a turnover on the other end of the floor, and Haley Wright was fouled out of that. She's at the line shooting two. She can make this a seven-point game and put this one out of reach for Adams Central. Right at the line, she's one out of two from the line. She'll shoot two. 46-41, Tigers by five with 18.5 seconds to go. Wright's free throws up. In and out, no good. Haley will get the second. She has 3 points on the night. The Tigers have no one on the rebounding lanes here. And this second free throw by Wright is up, and it is off. No good. Rebounded by Niemock. Five-point Tiger lead. Patriots quickly into the front court with 15 seconds to go. Bolin down to Niemark. Takes the three. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Trying to save it. It's got. She cannot. It's on the end line. So the missed three by Sydney Niemeyer. Patriots can't save it. Tiger basketball with 10 seconds to go. Hastings high. Never trail. Looks like they're going to hang on here. Pulowski in the backcourt. She's fouled by Cheyenne Gotch. That took 1.5 seconds. Gotch picks up the foul, and the Tigers will go to the line to shoot two. Ashton Pulowski, who's four out of four from the line this quarter and 14 points in the game, will shoot two more. And Hastings high has a five-point lead with 8.5 seconds to go. And the Tigers are going to get their third win of the year the way it looks. Free throw, Pulowski, nothing but the bottom of the net. Five in a row this quarter, six in a row at the line for Ashton tonight. She's made eight. She's missed only once. Second free throw by Pulowski's up and in and out. No good, 47-41. Quickly front court, it's Bolin to Shuck. Takes the three from the wing off the backboard and rim. No good. Tigers grab it, Zoe Mays, and that's going to do it. Hastings High wins the ball game by the score of 47-41. The Tigers never trailed, got out to an 11-0 lead, hit their free throws in the fourth quarter. Adams Central could get it tied only at 41. Hastings High never gave up the lead, went on to win it 47-41. The Tigers get their third win of the year, and Adams Central drops their ninth ball game of the season. Again, the final score, Hastings High 47, Adams Central 41. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics. Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast. Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu Diesel Irrigation Power Units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu Power Units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products at Hastings.
The Hastings High Tigers win this City Girls matchup 47-41 over the Adams Central Patriots. Hastings High jumps out to an 11-0 lead in this ballgame, and they never gave up the lead. We were tied only at 41-41 with 3:56 to go in the fourth quarter, but Hastings High scores the last 6 points of the ballgame and wins it 47-41. 241. The Tigers hit 8 of 15 free throws down the stretch in that fourth quarter. They're 17 out of 35 from the line here tonight. Ashton Pulowski goes 5 out of 6 in the fourth quarter from the line. The only miss was the one at the end, which really didn't make any difference. So she made 5 in a row at a crucial point in the fourth quarter. Had 15 to lead the way for the Tigers. Again, the Tigers with 8 free throws in the fourth quarter as they outscored the Patriots 14-10 in that fourth quarter, mainly on the strength of good free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. 8 out of 15, 17 out of 35 overall. Not the greatest percentage, 8 out of 15, but they made them when they needed to, did the Tigers. And Pulowski gets 5 to fall in a row in that fourth quarter. And the Tigers never gave up the lead, and they went on to win it 47-41. Hastings High scores the first 11 of the ball game, much like last Saturday night when Central Catholic got out to a 20-7 lead over Adams Central after one quarter. Hastings High jumps out to an 11-0 lead. First points of the quarter, the only points of the quarter, three-point field goal by Sidney Bernasic for Adams Central. Hastings High led 14-3 after one. Tigers lead got down to 16-15. Patriots got it to within one at the 220 mark of the second quarter. Hastings High led 20-16 at halftime. Pretty even third quarter. Adams Central outscores Hastings High 15-13 in the third. It was 33-31 in favor of Hastings High after three quarters of play. 35-34 Tigers in the fourth quarter. Tigers build that lead up to 39-34. Then it's 39-38 with 4:29 to go. And then Brianna Shook's three-point field goal had our first tie of the ball game, 41-41 with 3:56 to go. The Tigers get the last six of the ball game and win it by the score of 47-41. They get four free throws, and they get the Zoe Mays field goal as Mays was not screened out on a missed free throw that she took, got the rebound, and scored an easy layup. That was the only field goal down the stretch for the Tigers. They had four free throws also, scored the final six, and won it 47-41. So Hastings High with the 11-0 lead, never trails. We were tied once. The Tigers with the last six. Hastings High wins it by the score, 47-41. Ashton Pulowski leads the Tigers with 15, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 from the free throw line. 15 for Pulowski. 10 points for Zoe May. She had four of those in the fourth quarter. 6 for Britton Thomas, who also played a good defensive game, rebounded the basketball, and had some blocks in there for the Tigers. 6 for Lauren Bliss, 3 for Haley Wright, 2 for Melanie Nagy tonight. So 15 for Pulowski, 10 for Zoe Mays. The Tigers, 8 out of 15 from the line in the fourth quarter, 17 of 35 for the game. Janessa Boland has 18 to lead the way for Adams Central, 7 for Sydney Bernasic, 6 for Emily Boniface, 5 for Brittany Shook, 2 apiece for Bailey Parr and Sydney Niemeyer, 1 for Kaylee Rader for Adams Central. So 1 Patriot in double figures, their leading scorer, Janessa Boland with 18. The Patriots, 13 out of 17 for the line, and they drop it, though, 47-41 to Hastings High. So Hastings High goes to 3-12 on the year after this win. Their next outing will be next Tuesday night when they go over to Kearney to take on the Lady Bearcats, a team they defeated earlier this season. The Tigers at 3-12, they go to Kearney next Tuesday. Adams Central girls fall to 6-9, and they'll be hosting Lexington along with the guys on this Thursday night, two nights from tonight. Good Lexington team comes in, so the Patriots will have a day to regroup, get ready for the Minute Maids on Thursday night. Hastings High wins it by the score 47-41. That will do it for our play-by-play coverage, but stay tuned. A lot more to come here at the Patriots Gym. We'll have the player of the game. We'll name our players of the game for both of these ball clubs tonight, and then the coaches' post-game show to follow. Again, the final score tonight in this City Girls High School basketball matchup, the Hastings High Tigers 47, the Adams Central Lady Patriots 41. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
The The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriot Gym. Hastings High wins it over Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight, 47-41. This is the player of the game program in the ball game for the Tigers. The leading scorer was Ashton Pulowski with 15. Zoe Mays had 10 for the Tigers. A great defensive effort by Britton Thomas. Had some few blocks in there tonight, and offensive and defensive rebounds. Lauren Bliss with her usual load of rebounds. So the Tigers control the boards tonight, get the good play out of a good number of girls with their 47 points. They win it by 6. Janessa Boland had 18 to lead the way for the Adams Central Patriots, the only scorer in double figures, and she had 14 of those in the second half for Adams Central. We will name our Adams Central and Hastings High players of the game after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Hastings High wins it over Adams Central, 47-41. We'll name our player of the games right now. We're going to have a couple for Hastings High. Ashton Pulowski, the quarterback of this club, runs this offense. She had 15 tonight, including 5 free throws. She buried in a row in the fourth quarter before the miss at the end, which really didn't make a whole lot of difference at the end there. 15 for Ashton. She is the leading scorer, and she'll be one of our players, along with Britton Thomas. The defensive effort and the rebounding for Britton tonight, and don't have her total of rebounds, but she blocked 3 or 4 shots and had a good amount of rebounds in the game also. So Britton Thomas and Ashton Pulowski for Hastings High. Janessa Bowman, who took the game over offensively for Adams Central, scoring 14 of her 18 points in the second half, including 9 in the third quarter. So Janessa Bowman for Adams Central, Ashton Pulowski, Britton Thomas for Hastings High are players of the game in the Hastings High 47-41 victory over Adams Central. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Back at Patriots Gym, Adams Central High School. Hastings High wins it by the score of 47-41 over the Lady Patriots of Adams Central. And Greg Mays is here, the head basketball coach of the Hastings High girls. We hope to hear from Coach Tim Marker also. But Coach Mays with us, 47-41 victory, Coach. I tell you, this turned out to be a heck of a ball game, and your girls jump out to the quick 11-0 lead. You had a great start tonight, but overall, all night, your girls played really well, and they didn't fold up here or anything when it got tied and hit their free throws. So pretty good all-around effort by your girls, Coach.
I thought we reacted pretty well a couple different times. You know, we got that lead, and then they made a little run back at us, and I thought we reacted well there. You know, we ran into some second-quarter troubles again where we weren't scoring much, but we didn't hang our heads. Instead, we found a way to get some buckets right at the end of the half, and it made a big difference. And then at the end, boy, they make a great rally. I mean, they're just coming at us with both barrels. Tie that thing up, and we came, you know, right back down and took back control.
you talk about your kids reacting well, Coach. They played pretty smart tonight, didn't they, Coach? They played smart. Ashton, of course, leading the way, and Zoe Mays, they're smart basketball players. They did it tonight, and this is the kind of thing you need because things coming up the rest of the season, you get into tournament play, you got to play smart and don't panic out there, don't you?
Exactly. They just kept their heads. Offensively, Ashton made some great decisions. Zoe and Haley and Josie against the press made some great decisions. Little Caitlin Pulaski out there did a good job. You know, she just plays with no turnovers and makes a lot of things happen. And then defensively, just really smart to make some in-game adjustments. Janessa starts just bombing us, just making everything. And so we had to change how we were playing the high pick on the ball. And boy, they just did everything we asked in the timeout. We said, boy, we got to sell out on her, so we need some help inside. And boy, I think Britton got a steal, and Lauren got two steals on the exact thing we were talking about.
I tell you, Coach, and the rebounding aspect of it, I know that you guys had the rebounding edge tonight, and it might be by a pretty good total, and Lauren Bliss has a good night there. Britton Thomas uses that 6'3 frame tonight and blocks a few shots also. So rebounding very important tonight, and your girl sure did the job with that tonight.
Yeah, we kept saying that every huddle down the stretch, rebounding we win, and we did a good job of it. And it wasn't just picture perfect, you know, where you get everybody checked out. Sometimes it's a street fight a little bit, and you got to go after the ball, and I thought we did a good job of that.
Yeah, you were looking, we talked about in the pregame, you've been looking for more offensive consistency. Well, you have a couple in double figures tonight, and what's 2, 4, 6, 7 girls scored tonight. Hit your free throws, Coach. I tell you, when the free throws are going down and when the shots are going down, makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
If that ball's going through the hole, you can beat anybody, can't you?
Yeah, it got to be a pretty exciting game in the second half. One of my old coaching buddies rolled by at halftime and said, oh, 2016, he likes a little scoring. And, you know, it got a little more heated up there in the second half. We hit some shots. We scored out of lots of different sets. And then we scored getting up and down the court. It's no secret that that's what we want to do first and foremost.
And another key to this one was, Coach, the great start you had. You jump out to an 11-0 lead, and that had to give the girls a lot of confidence in their offensive efforts. They get out to an 11-0 lead. You knew it was going to get closer than that, and you knew it wasn't going to be a 30-point ball game, but an 11-0 lead can sure get that confidence flowing, can't it?
Yeah, a couple shots bounce around and go in for you, you know, that can change a whole evening. And I think really that's kind of happened to us the last couple evenings. I think we're really starting to feel a little bit more like we can go put points on the board. You know, we were shorthanded again tonight. Sean Eastlaw got sick right after school and just not feeling good at all. And so we had to make some quick adjustments. So, you know, a month ago when that happened, we were scoring 28 points. This time we really came out and people picked it up. Josie Martin off the bench, just some big shots. And, you know, she's just electric when she gets in there. So that can really help us.
And I tell you what, Coach, I thought also a great effort by your kids tonight. It was a lot of hustle, both ends of the floor. These kids just really gave everything tonight, both sides of the floor. But great effort by your kids tonight. The enthusiasm and the hustle was really, really together tonight.
I just thought both teams, you know, because both teams have taken some lumps this year.
Yeah.
You know, they have. And you just got to really admire these girls from both squads. They're obviously getting to practice every day and getting the work done, and they care. It's a big deal to them, and they showed it on the floor. There were people flying everywhere a couple times.
The ball club down, you might want to be playing this weekend, Coach, but you do not have to play the rest of the week or the weekend. Go over to Kearney, a basketball team that you've defeated once this year, one of your wins this year, in the tournament between Christmas and New Year's. But this should be a good week of practice for you, getting ready for Kearney, Coach. It's going to be a little more, as the usual, a little more hop in the step, I would think, in practice this week. As you get a little momentum back on your side, and they can go over to Kearney, yes, but they know they can beat this team.
Yeah, and I think it's a perfect time for a week to go to work. We can combine. We can get some work done, maybe get some new things ironed out that we want to be able to run down the stretch and still get our legs under us a little bit. Maybe go home with the sunshine in a couple days in a row. That can really improve your mood at this time. It's been a long basketball season. So we're hoping we can get something out of that and then go over. It had been a long time since we beat Kearney, I know that. And I bet it's been a real long time since we beat them twice in the year. So the girls would really like to get that done.
Yeah, the Kearney Ball Club has been struggling there, 2-13. The Tigers picked up the win on December 30th. This is the first win in the 2011 part of the schedule for the Tigers. I know Coach has been looking for that, and so have the girls. Well, Coach, you talk about this win tonight and a chance to go over to Kearney, a team you've defeated. The next week, Kearney's your last road game. Then you come home for three at home. You could really get on a roll here, playing well, you hope, and get on a roll where you can put some wins together for the last three of the regular season at home before it's district time. So this is a chance to really continue some momentum and in that win column if you can.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. This is the time to go get some. You know, we thought January there were some games we left on the table that we could have got, and we really feel like we're a better team than last year. We won four games last year. We got three this year. If we're going to go prove we're a better team, we got to go get some wins. And so I think the girls have really focused in on that. I've loved our practices the last couple of days. I have a feeling, like you said, we might have a little more bounce. Maybe we can get a little bit even better practices going this week.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, especially to the girls on the victory here tonight, 47-41, and it's over at Kearney next Tuesday night. So get them ready for that and the rest of the season. I know we'll have a chance to talk as we move along. Thank you for coming up, and congratulations.
Thanks for covering us. Thank you.
That's Head Coach Greg Mays of the Hastings High Tigers. We'll take our break. Hopefully have a chance to talk to Coach Tim Marker, but it looks like Coach Marker may still be, or he is down here. He might be able to get up here and chat with us. We'll take our break, though, and hopefully have a chance to talk to Coach Marker after this timeout on the post-game show. We'll be right back.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. Hastings High over Adams Central, 47-41. And Tim Marker graciously joins us here on the post-game show after this loss to the Tigers. 47-41, Coach, and I guess the key is going to come down, what, maybe to the start of this game when they jumped out to you, but you got it tied up there. Is it going to come down to maybe that the rebounding and the board work Hastings High did and maybe your kids didn't do tonight? You think that was the key?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it comes down to. We got off to a really slow start and couldn't get anything to fall right away, and you know, that we talked about that earlier. It affects your confidence a little bit. And then we started to hit a couple of shots and kind of got back into the game. And, you know, we did pretty good, but we just, you know, they were aggressive to the basket and they kept getting to the free throw line. And, you know, we held them down pretty good in the second quarter. They didn't, you know, most of their points came from the free throw line. And we just, you know, kept clawing back into it and would get really close, but they always had an answer, whether it was a free throw line or, you know, they get loose on a breakaway or somebody hit a shot. They just kept answering.
But credit to your kids, Coach. They were giving up on this and down 11-0. You knew they were going to get back in the ball game, and they did. They got it tied once there with about 3 minutes to go, 2:56, I believe, something like that, in the ball game. But the free throws down the stretch as the Tigers scored the last six. But credit to your kids, never gave up, and they just proceeded to play pretty well after the slow start.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, and again, that was just a matter of finally being able to get some shots to fall. And you know, they played hard the rest of the way, and I think it came down to that last, you know, that we put them on the free throw line there, and we get what we needed, which was, you know, them to go 0-for-2 and then the rebound there. But I think we were one play ahead of where we needed to be. We were ready to get out and run and get down the floor and work on the play that we had talked about and forgot to get the check out, and they got the rebound and got the put back, and that was a huge play in the game.
Sometimes you can get just a little too anxious, can't you, Coach? You can't score 5 points at a time, mainly three most of the time, but that was a key down the stretch. And, again, they hit their free throws. And, again, you can't your ball club goes 13 out of 17, Coach, so if it come down to the end of the free throw shooting contest, you'd have been in pretty good shape. But the Tigers made there just a fundamental part of the game, and they made the free throws, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, you know, and we had the opportunity there. They did a nice job finishing out the game when we had to put them on the line, and you know, we had an opportunity when we had it tied up and we had the breakaway to actually take the lead and you know, maybe change some momentum and change some things around, and it completely changed there, and they get the breakaway the other way and are able to get the bucket and you know, get the lead back and get that little bit of a cushion that they had all night.
The really good performance by Janessa Bowling, a really great leader tonight, Coach, for you. Scores 18, kind of took over offensively as you had the offense working around her in the third and fourth quarter. But great job by Janessa, and she has to be the leader, doesn't she, Coach? You got to have that out of her, and everybody's looking for her to do that, and she did a great job of that tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, she did, and you know, it's not easy out there when they can throw a couple of really quick guards at you and put a lot of pressure on you while you're trying to run the offense. And you know, it came to a situation where the defense they were playing were kind of giving her some shots out there, and you know, taking some stuff away from our post. So, you know, we switched some things up a little bit and created some opportunities for her, and she really knocked down some big shots, got us back in the game. And, you know, Emily and Brianna both knocked down some big shots as well. And, you know, it was, we had our little spell there. They just kept coming up with an answer in between.
Yeah, the Faders could never get the lead in this basketball game, and would have been interesting to see what would happen then, but we'll never know on that. We got it tied once at the end there at 3:56 as far as Adams Central was concerned in our ball game tonight, but the Hastings High never gave up the lead. And Coach, Lexington comes to town now Thursday. You got to regroup, I guess, tomorrow, don't you, Coach? Not much time to get ready for a very good Lexington team, but you got to go back to work tomorrow, don't you, to get ready for the Minute Maid.
Yeah, we do, and, you know, we have to use tonight, like we've talked about, is, you know, use tonight to get better, and there are some things that they pointed out, some mistakes that we made tonight that, you know, hopefully we don't make again the rest of the season on some checkouts at the free throw line and some stuff like that that, you know, hopefully we can learn from tonight and you know, take that into the game on Thursday, and so that counts as part of the practice and learning process, and otherwise we just need to you know, to get in and kind of regroup a little bit and talk about things we need to take care of against Lexington and get ready to face another really good team.
Yeah, go out and try to take care of yourself, I guess, a Thursday against Lexington, and then you have the first-round game in the conference tournament on Monday, and then the conference tournament, and then the rest of the regular season, then it's tournament time. So it's just, as I say, time to go back to work tomorrow. That's all you can do, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it is, and that's what we've talked about, and we've been able to do that this year. We've done a nice job of rebounding from some losses and, you know, just coming out and being ready to play the next day, and that's what you have to do, especially you get down to tournament time where it comes to, you know, you got to win to keep going.
Coach, thanks for coming up. I know it's a tough loss for the Adams Central girls and you two here, but Adams Central falls by 6. Thanks for coming up. We'll chat soon. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming out, Blaine.
Tim Marker, girls basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. They dropped this one tonight to Hastings High by the score of 47-41. Well, we'll wrap things up here at Patriot Gym. Hastings High wins this one 47-41 as they hit 8 out of 15 from the line in the fourth quarter, get a big field goal off a missed free throw by Zoe Mays, 17 out of 35 on the line tonight for Hastings High, 15 for Ashton Pulowski, 10 for Zoe Mays to lead the Tigers, 18 for Janessa Boland for Adams Central, now 6-9 on the year. Hastings High is now 3-12. The Tigers off until next Tuesday when they will play at Kearney. Adams Central will be here Thursday night on this floor along with the Adams Central boys as Lexington comes to down for a girls-boys doubleheader on a Thursday. Other city basketball finals tonight in the Centennial Conference boys part of the tournament, second round. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Christian 54-40. The Blue Hawks will be in the semifinals Friday night in Lincoln at Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia girls defeat Archbishop Bergen over at the Chapman Gym tonight here in Hastings, 88-32. The Hawkettes will be in the semifinals Thursday in Lincoln. We'll have both those games Thursday and Friday on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. Tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS, Hastings College basketball at Midland University, women's game at 6, the men at 8, pregame at 5:45, and also tomorrow on our family of stations at Platte River Radio, the Nebraska women will be hosting Iowa State tomorrow night. That game can be heard on the breeze. That's KLIQ FM 94.5. Pregame 6:45, tip-off at 7, Nebraska hosting Iowa State. Well, that will do it for our city matchup here at Patriots Gym. Again, the final score, the Hastings High girls 47, the Adams Central Patriots 41. For our producer-engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.